The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lindy, with the way you played the other night, are you going to go with the same lineup?
Lineup will stay the same, yeah.
Looking into?
Yes.
What is the key to scoring against this team? Obviously, it's a world-class goalie, but they play terrific defense overall.
Yeah, you know, I think... You can look at metrics and what they're giving up, and we're going to have to get around the goaltender. We're going to have to get off his backside. We're going to have to get traffic, fight for second opportunities, and know that he's the type of guy that it might take screening him. It might take a rebound opportunity, but it's tough to beat him clean.
Did you get a good jump on that with your last game, having guys around the net? And because it seemed like some of your goals were because of that.
Yeah. You know, we've worked hard at trying to generate the dirty type goals. And I think last game was a great example of the start of the third period, you know, getting pucks in net and getting people there.
When you talked about Bryson the other day, and you were pleased with his play, but what did it say that he was able to jump in, give you 18-plus minutes, and the confidence he showed with the puck? I think that one rush the first period, you ended up having like a minute in the zone after he made that run.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at first pass by your defenseman, what play they make. I think his first pass has been real good. I think he's really used his legs well. I think the second part, you know, coming in after not playing for a long time to even defend as well as he did. He's played well.
Did you like Clifton's game better and his return?
I did. You know, I think, you know, with him and Gibby playing together gave us just an element of physicality that was needed in the game.
When you look at, so if the same lineup, and I mean, Samuelson and Joakim Haru are out, what do you want them to be noticing?
I just need, you know, I said this earlier, you just have to elevate their play. You know, they're responsible for their own play, and they got to have just a higher expectation.
Were there things in the game the other day where you can then point to them and go, see, that's an example of what we need from you?
I think when you're talking individuals, that each guy has his own, you know, skill set and talent and what they can bring. You know, I think when you're looking at defensemen, you're always looking at a lot of times at what are they giving up. What are their gaps look like? Are they eliminating and ending plays in their D zone? So I think those are all things that anybody that sits out can take a look at.
Before your power play got a goal, you had said a couple of times it's coming. You know, you liked some of the things you had seen. Now in the last five games, you're at 29%, which is excellent. I mean, has it just kept improving for you that now it's to a place where you need it to be?
You know, I think we've accomplished better things with it. I'd still like to see a little bit better finish. You know, we're creating some really good opportunities. We're happier for sure. But I think still there's moments when a key power play can go out there and make a difference in the game. And I think we still had the odd power play that it hasn't. So we're happier, but I still think we can be better.
How do you see UPL managing the starters' workload so far? It's still early, but
obviously. I think with the number of games we've played, I think he's managed it well. The schedule has been the type of schedule where you can play the goaltender that much.
In the hindsight being what it is, first month of the season, did you expect some ups and downs with everything that you changed?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't expect us to struggle scoring as much as I did. I think there was games where we left points out there that we played really well and didn't finish, which is probably the part I didn't expect. But I think we're getting our game in a pretty good place right now. When I've looked at where we've been and where we started to where we're at now, I like where our game's at.
What did you learn about Dahlin as a leader to this point?
Just his passion for the game, that everything about him is team first. And when he goes on the ice, he tries to make a difference. And I think that's all you can expect.
It's a deep stuff. What did you learn about dealing with Finnish goalies from your time with Kari Leighton in Dallas?
I think every goalie's different. I mean, be asking me what I learned about Dominic Hasek too. I mean, you got to compare different areas for sure. I leave the goalie business to Mike Bales, our goalie coach, and I have good conversations for Yuppie, but it's not about how to play goal, that's for sure.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.